Willy Nilly Here and There by Jean Shuler. 2, 3, 4.
The door was opened and two pygmy goats baaed happily as they stuck their heads out. To the grapevines first, thought Nilly. This was becoming her favorite afternoon treat. The new growth was sweet and tender. Willy walked to the shed door wondering, will the farmer give me a treat today? When the farmer did not respond, Willy decided to move to the grapevines too. Then, as if out of nowhere, the hunting dog appeared. Frightened, Willy and Nilly leaped into the air. They snorted and puffed, bounding here and there and finally back into the barn. Satisfied, the dog wandered off as her nose caught the scent of a rabbit. The goats slowly ventured out of the barn again. They had lived here long enough to know what to expect. When threatened, they would be ready. Nilly returned to the grapevines that trailed along the ground. Willy followed behind, determined this time to find the best part of the vine. He mumbled to himself, Nilly's piece must have tasted better than mine. Preparing to butt Nilly out of the way, he lowered his head. Here he comes, groaned Nilly, as she easily moved out of Willy's way. She chewed her way down the vine until she spied a small cherry tree. That looks interesting, she thought, as she wandered over to take a nibble of the cherry blossoms. Loud noises broke the silence. The farmer came running, clapping and shouting. Uh-oh, I better get out of here, realized Nilly. She quickly caught up with Willy, who was on his way back to the barn. This time they waited longer. Is the farmer coming? Wondered Willy. Will he close the door and not let us out of the barn again? Hey, he's not coming, noticed Nilly. Let's go. This time they moved to a growth of grass and wild roses. The two pygmy goats nibbled, first on one plant, then the other, as they became hidden in the tall, tall grass. After disappearing into the shed, the farmer reappeared and absentmindedly closed the barn door. He walked away to mend a broken fence. Meanwhile, Willy and Nilly were enjoying their freedom to roam and sample many different plants. Their roaming led them to a small garden. Here, they enjoyed the blossoms on the peas, the tiny new shoots on the beans, and the clumps of lettuce all growing in neat rows. Wow, why haven't we been here before? Exclaimed Nilly, as Willy joyfully chewed his way down one row and up the other, down one row and up the other, not having time to answer. Suddenly, the farmer's wife ran toward them, yelling their names and clapping her hands. Here we go again, thought Nilly as they made a mad dash for the barn. Approaching the barn, they discovered that the door was closed. Now what? They worried. What happened? How do we get back in? They moved nervously back and forth as the farmer, his wife, and the hunting dog descended on them from three different directions. Willy took an aggressive stand against the dog. I'll show you, he huffed. He reared up on his hind legs, head bowed, aiming his horns at the dog's barking mouth. Nilly became more nervous. Her hair stood on end and her tail twitched. Be careful, Willy, she warned. The farmer and his wife added to the confusion. They ran here and there, trying to get to the barn door. Finally, the farmer grabbed the dog by her collar and the wife slipped behind the goats. The door was opened and the goats made their getaway. They leaped and bounded throughout the barn, happy to be home again. That was a close one, sighed Nilly. You can say that again, added Willy, as they settled down, ready for a quiet night. They remembered all the delicious treats and hoped they would have a chance to try them again. They remembered all the delicious treats and hoped they would have a chance to try them again tomorrow.